Isn't it wonderful not to be the center of the universe? Okay, that's the proposition. And I remember when it didn't feel all that wonderful. I remember when I used to think I was the center of the universe and used to feel discombobulated by having brothers and sisters who were somehow or other were pushing me out of the center of the universe and in the affection of my parents. So I then discovered one rudely at a very early age that I had to share the universe with these other creatures because I'm the eldest son. So if you're the eldest one and you have a memory in some way of resenting the existence of your brothers and sisters, you know what I'm talking about. And if you're an only child, you probably won't understand at all, because you still are the center of the universe. Yep, so that came to me, that memory and that this issue came to me by a funny little route. Some of you here on Audioboo, and those of you who aren't listening to me really within Audioboo, might be interested in this one. Do you remember that guy, Dean Reed? Do you remember that guy, Dean Reed, who put up what I once called an audio flag? Basically, did a piece of audio in which he played the sound of all of the people he was connected with via Audioboo. And he, you know, mashed them, if that's the modern word. Put them all together into a collage. Mashed up, as Bernie Goldbach would probably more fluently call it. Knocked their heads together and curated them into a fantastic audio experience, one that thrilled me and, you know, made me realize what an important thing for me that Dean Reed had done. Every movement in society has had its flag designer. And, of course, needs loads of flag wavers. But somebody designs the flag. And Dean Reed did that. And now, weeks later, I reflect on the enthusiasm, the strong sense of community that I felt when I was under Dean Reed's banner, if you like. And I think to the tiny number of comments there have been about that. Tiny. I mean, I could count them on two hands, the number of comments that there have been. So, let's just imagine for a minute that a particular stop. I have to stop this sound of the windscreen. Imagine for a minute that the whole of Audioboo is the equivalent of the universe, and there is a person on who uses Audioboo, who even calls it the Booniverse. And I think that that is that odd, quirky imp who pops up once a year, actively podcasting, called Sawyer GB. I think it's him who called it the universe, but the Booniverse. But anyway, the key point about this whole thing is that hardly anybody within this, let me borrow that phrase, I love it, the Booniverse, hardly anyone within the Booniverse, acknowledged Dean Reed, was aware of Dean Reed's existence and Dean Reed's audio. I mean, Dean Reed's audio is known to the precious few, people I will call the precious few, but nobody else has a clue. Exactly. Now that is a kind of a heresy to one side of me. Because I think, hang on a minute, the Audioboo community was brought to life by Dean Reed. The Audioboo community. And then I think, what about all the people who love soccer? All the people who spend their time on Audioboo chatting about the football match, broadcasting about the football match, listening to the interviews with poor old David Moyles. What about all those people? And sorry for those of you who are Man U, Manchester United supporters, you're probably baying for his blood. But anyway, the key point is really that we are not the center of the universe. Those of us who know Dean Reed are not the center of the universe. We're a piddly little planet out on the edge of Audio Boo with a few inhabitants sitting on it. Plus, and some of them are inhabitants who have got a voice. Others are inhabitants who are lurking, hanging out, listening, enjoying, enthralled. And indeed, I believe that there is good reason to be enthralled with what Dean Reed did. But let me remember how tiny, tiny, tiny this fragment of Audio Boo is. There is no Audio Boo community. It just doesn't exist. And I'm lost. No, I'm heading down here. I go beside a church in Carrigaline in County Cork. There is no community. There are communities, IES. And they're various. And frankly, the only people who know who they are the, well, the bright spark and curious individual within, employed by Audio Boo, an employee of the Audio Boo media empire, is the only person who has their finger on the pulse of where the communities are. And they're the only people who can map the communities. Now imagine if we saw a map of the Audio Boo media empire, and the map was brought to life by, in the way you can do nowadays of, you know, enhancing the color so that you've got hot temperature, you know, in the area where there was a lot of activity. Either a lot of broadcasting, and that could be on, you know, we could have broadcast maps, or we could have interaction maps. Wouldn't that be interesting? I would be falling over myself to see it. I want to, at one stage, I thought Cork was the center of an Audio Boo empire, simply because Roger Overall was active from Cork on Audio Boo, and myself as well. And I thought, my God, we're producing. And so was Mark O'Mahony. Imagine, he was on Audio Boo. You probably don't have a clue who he is. So there we are. And I'm probably forgetting some others. So isn't it great to not feel any responsibility for how the universe will determine what's going to happen? Not be the center of the universe. My God, if we were the center of the universe running Audio Boo, what a responsibility we would have. I mean, we might actually have the responsibility of producing that kind of a map, but we don't, and we can't. So there we are. That's it. That's life. That's Monday morning. I blame McColgan. Bye.